on Toussaint Louverture, the father of Haiti. In this article, we shall discuss the great Haitian revolutionary leader Toussaint Louverture, who led the Haitian Revolution against colonial rule and became the first black governor general of an independent state in the Americas. Toussaint Louverture, born François-Dominique Toussaint Louverture, was a prominent revolutionary leader, who played a crucial role in the Haitian Revolution, which took place from 1791 to 1804. He was born on May 20, 1743 in Saint-Domingue, which was a French colony on the island of Hispaniola, now shared by Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Toussaint Louverture was of African descent and was born into slavery. Despite his enslaved status, he displayed remarkable intelligence, leadership skills, and an ability to gain knowledge despite the restrictions placed on him. Over time, he earned the nickname Black Napoleon due to his strategic and tactical prowess in leading the resistance against the oppressive French colonial regime. During the Haitian Revolution, which was ignited by the ideals of the French Revolution and the desire for freedom and equality among the enslaved population, Toussaint emerged as a key leader. He rose through the ranks to become the leader of the Haitian resistance forces. Through a series of military campaigns and alliances, Toussaint successfully fought both the French forces and rival factions to secure control over significant portions of the island. His leadership and vision were instrumental in transforming the Haitian Revolution from a slave rebellion into a full-fledged fight for independence. In 1801, Toussaint Louverture effectively ruled over the entire island and established a constitution that sought to abolish slavery while maintaining a degree of autonomy under French authority. However, Napoleon Bonaparte, then ruler of France, had different plans for the colony and dispatched a large military expedition to regain control. In 1802, Toussaint Louverture was captured and sent to France, where he died in captivity in April 1803. Despite his death, the Haitian Revolution continued under the leadership of other prominent figures, such as Jean-Jacques Dessalines, and on January 1, 1804, Haiti declared independence, becoming the first independent nation in Latin America and the first post-colonial independent black-led state in the world. Toussaint Louverture's legacy remains significant as a symbol of resistance, liberation, and the fight against colonial oppression. He is celebrated as a hero in Haiti and has inspired countless individuals and movements seeking justice and freedom worldwide. The early life of Toussaint Louverture was marked by the harsh realities of slavery in colonial Saint-Domingue, now Haiti. The exact details of his early years are not well documented, but historical records and accounts provide some insights into his upbringing. Toussaint Louverture was born into slavery, and like other enslaved individuals, he was subjected to the brutal and oppressive conditions imposed by the French colonial regime. His birthplace is believed to be the Breda plantation in the northern part of Saint-Domingue. Despite being enslaved, Toussaint showed an early aptitude for learning and demonstrated remarkable intelligence and capabilities. He was fortunate enough to receive some education, which was uncommon for enslaved individuals at the time. He learned to read and write, as well as acquired knowledge of medicinal herbs, which later proved to be beneficial in his life. During his youth, Toussaint worked as a coachman and later as a stable hand on a plantation. He gained some military experience serving as a laborer for the Spanish, who occupied parts of the island. This exposure to military life would prove useful later on when he emerged as a leader during the Haitian Revolution. Toussaint was deeply influenced by the Vodou religion, which played a significant role in the lives of many enslaved Africans in Saint-Domingue. Vodou provided a sense of community, cultural identity, and resistance against the dehumanizing conditions of slavery. Despite the oppressive circumstances of his life as a slave, Toussaint managed to develop self-discipline and cultivate a disciplined lifestyle. He abstained from alcohol, maintained a disciplined schedule, and practiced self-control, all of which contributed to his impressive leadership qualities. It is important to note that much of the information about Toussaint Louverture's early life comes from various historical accounts, and some aspects may be subject to interpretation or revision. However, it is widely acknowledged that he was a man of exceptional abilities, and his early experiences as an enslaved individual significantly shaped his perspective and approach to the struggles that lay ahead during the Haitian Revolution. Toussaint Louverture's political education was a result of his unique life experiences and exposure to different ideas and influences. Despite being born into slavery and initially lacking formal education, he displayed remarkable intelligence and resourcefulness, which allowed him to acquire knowledge and develop a deep understanding of politics and governance. As an enslaved individual, Toussaint Louverture was denied access to formal education. However, he was determined to educate himself and seized every opportunity to learn. He taught himself to read and write, gaining access to books, including religious texts and works on military strategy, politics, and history. Living in Saint-Domingue during the tumultuous period of the late 18th century, Toussaint witnessed the political changes and ideological debates brought about by the French Revolution. The ideals of liberty, equality, and fraternity that echoed from France's Revolution had an impact on him and the enslaved population, sparking ideas of resistance and freedom. Toussaint was exposed to Enlightenment ideas indirectly through the books he read and discussions with others who had been influenced by these philosophical principles. Enlightenment thinkers advocated for reason, individual rights, and government by consent, which undoubtedly shaped Toussaint's understanding of politics and governance. During the brief period when Spain occupied parts of the island, Toussaint had the opportunity to serve in the Spanish military as a laborer. This experience likely exposed him to military tactics, organization, and leadership, which would become invaluable in his future role as a military and political leader during the Revolution. Toussaint was a pragmatic and adaptive leader. He recognized the complex political landscape of Saint-Domingue, which involved the French, Spanish, and British colonial powers, as well as the interests of free people of color and white plantation owners. He skillfully navigated these complexities, forming alliances when necessary and pursuing a strategy that would ultimately lead to the abolition of slavery and Haitian independence. As the Haitian Revolution progressed, Toussaint's political education accelerated through hands-on experience as a leader of the revolution. He became a prominent military commander and eventually emerged as the de facto ruler of the island, putting his political knowledge and leadership skills into practice to govern and unite the people under his authority. Toussaint Louverture's political education was a blend of self-learning, exposure to various ideas, and practical experiences gained during the tumultuous period of the Haitian Revolution. His ability to learn, adapt, and apply his knowledge in the context of a revolutionary struggle played a significant role in shaping him into the visionary and influential leader he became. Toussaint Louverture joined the Haitian Revolution for several reasons, which were shaped by his personal experiences as an enslaved individual and the broader historical context of the late 18th century. Like millions of other enslaved Africans in the Caribbean, Toussaint Louverture yearned for freedom. The brutal conditions of slavery, the dehumanizing treatment, and the lack of basic human rights fueled a deep desire to break free from the shackles of bondage and gain autonomy over his life and destiny. The ideas of liberty, equality, and fraternity that emerged during the French Revolution had a significant impact on Toussaint and many other enslaved people in Saint-Domingue, now Haiti. The ideals of the French Revolution challenged the legitimacy of colonial slavery and inspired enslaved individuals to rise up against their oppressors. Toussaint Louverture was aware of the racial and social inequalities perpetuated by the French colonial regime. Despite the fact that Saint-Domingue was one of the wealthiest colonies in the world, the vast majority of the population, consisting of enslaved Africans, lived in abject poverty and misery. Toussaint's involvement in the revolution was driven by a desire to challenge and dismantle this unjust system. Toussaint demonstrated early on that he possessed remarkable leadership and military skills. He had experience serving in the Spanish military during the brief Spanish occupation of the island, which provided him with some military training and knowledge. His natural charisma, strategic thinking, and ability to organize and motivate people made him a respected figure among both the rebels and the enslaved population. The chaos and instability that accompanied the early stages of the Haitian Revolution presented opportunities for enslaved individuals like Toussaint to rise in status and influence. The power vacuum created by the revolt allowed individuals with leadership qualities to emerge and play pivotal roles in the unfolding events. Toussaint was deeply influenced by the Vodou religion, which played a significant role in the lives of many enslaved Africans in Saint-Domingue. Vodou provided a sense of community, cultural identity, and resistance against the oppressive colonial regime. It contributed to shaping his sense of purpose and determination to fight for liberation. Combining his desire for freedom, exposure to revolutionary ideas, natural leadership abilities, and a sense of justice, Toussaint Louverture became an essential figure in the Haitian Revolution. Toussaint Louverture played a central and transformative role in the Haitian Revolution, which lasted from 1791 to 1804. His leadership, military acumen, and political vision were instrumental in shaping the revolution and leading the struggle for independence. Toussaint emerged as a skilled military commander early in the revolution. He demonstrated strategic brilliance and effective leadership on the battlefield, earning the respect and loyalty of his troops. He organized a disciplined and formidable army of former slaves, who became known as the Black Jacobins due to their revolutionary zeal. Under Toussaint's leadership, the rebel forces scored a series of strategic victories against the French, British, and Spanish armies, which sought to regain control of Saint-Domingue. His military prowess allowed the revolutionaries to secure control over significant portions of the island, particularly in the northern region. Toussaint recognized the importance of forming alliances to strengthen the revolution's cause. He skillfully navigated the complex political landscape and formed alliances with various factions, including free people of color and former colonial powers like Spain and Great Britain. These alliances provided the revolutionaries with additional support and resources. Toussaint not only excelled on the battlefield but also demonstrated political acumen and a vision for the future of Saint-Domingue. He sought to create a society that promoted freedom and equality while maintaining stability and order. His goal was to secure greater autonomy for Saint-Domingue within the French Empire, which he believed would be beneficial for both the island and its people. Throughout the revolution, Toussaint advocated for the abolition of slavery. In 1794, the French Revolutionary Government, influenced by the revolution in Saint-Domingue and inspired by the ideals of liberty and equality, officially abolished slavery in the colony. Toussaint and his forces played a crucial role in pushing for this groundbreaking decision. During his time as a revolutionary leader in the Haitian Revolution, Toussaint Louverture formed several strategic alliances to strengthen the revolution's cause and secure support from various factions. These alliances played a crucial role in consolidating his power and advancing the revolution. Despite being initially sparked by the ideals of the French Revolution, the Haitian Revolution faced complex dynamics regarding its relationship with the French Republic. Toussaint Louverture aligned with the French revolutionary authorities and sought to maintain a connection with France while pursuing greater autonomy for Saint-Domingue. This alliance allowed the revolutionaries to receive limited support from France. Toussaint recognized the importance of forging alliances with the free people of color, known as mulattoes, who were a significant demographic in Saint-Domingue. He sought to create a unified front against the colonial regime by building bridges with this group, despite tensions and historical divisions between the free people of color and the enslaved population. During the tumultuous period of the Haitian Revolution, Spain occupied parts of the island, leading to a complex political landscape. Toussaint entered into an alliance with the Spanish authorities, which provided him with military support and resources. This alliance was instrumental in the early stages of the revolution and allowed him to expand his control over the island. As the revolution progressed, the British sought to take advantage of the turmoil in Saint-Domingue to gain a foothold on the island. Toussaint negotiated an alliance with the British, securing their support and resources in exchange for allowing British merchants to conduct trade in certain regions of Saint-Domingue. Toussaint Louverture established diplomatic relations with the United States during the Revolution. The United States recognized the independence of Saint-Domingue in 1801, which bolstered the legitimacy of the Revolution and the pursuit of independence. It is important to note that alliances during the Haitian Revolution were often complex and subject to shifting loyalties and interests. Toussaint skillfully navigated this intricate political landscape, forming alliances when it served the interests of the revolution while maintaining a degree of pragmatism in dealing with various colonial powers. His ability to build strategic alliances contributed to the revolution's strength and eventual success in achieving independence and abolition of slavery in Haiti. As Governor General of Haiti, Toussaint Louverture wielded significant power and authority, effectively becoming the de facto leader of the newly autonomous nation. During his tenure, which lasted from 1801 to 1802, Toussaint implemented a series of policies and reforms aimed at maintaining stability, promoting economic growth, and securing Haiti's position in the international arena. In 1801, Toussaint Louverture drafted a new constitution known as the Constitution of 1801 or the Constitution of Saint-Domingue. This constitution established Toussaint as Governor General for life, effectively granting him executive authority over the entire island. Toussaint centralized the government and established administrative control over various regions of Haiti. He aimed to create a strong and unified state, ensuring that his authority was respected and obeyed throughout the country. Toussaint implemented economic reforms to stimulate agricultural production and boost the country's economy, which had been devastated by years of conflict. He encouraged agricultural diversification, reorganized labor on the plantations, and promoted trade and commerce. Toussaint initiated infrastructure projects to improve the country's transportation and communication networks. Roads were constructed or improved, facilitating trade and travel across the island. Toussaint recognized the importance of education and cultural development. He supported schools and encouraged the spread of knowledge and learning, seeking to elevate the intellectual and cultural status of the population. Toussaint made efforts to reconcile with former white plantation owners and offered them amnesty. He sought to rebuild the country by fostering a sense of unity and cooperation among different social groups. Toussaint engaged in diplomacy with foreign powers, seeking recognition and support for Haiti's independence. He established diplomatic relations with the United States and sought to foster friendly relations with Britain and Spain. Toussaint Louverture officially abolished the system of forced labor in Haiti. While slavery had been abolished in practice during the earlier stages of the revolution, this action formalized the end of the institution on the island. Toussaint Louverture's rule as Governor General was marked by his efforts to stabilize the country after years of revolutionary struggle and external threats. His policies and reforms sought to build a strong and self-sufficient Haiti. However, his position as Governor General and his pursuit of greater autonomy for Haiti put him at odds with Napoleon Bonaparte, who sought to reassert direct control over the colony. Toussaint Louverture's final years were marked by triumphs and challenges as he navigated the complex political landscape of Haiti and faced external threats from colonial powers. In June 1802, Napoleon Bonaparte, intent on reasserting control over Saint-Domingue and reinstating slavery, dispatched a large military expedition to the island. Toussaint Louverture was captured in a ruse, betrayed by a French officer while attending peace negotiations. He was taken prisoner and sent to Fort de Jouy, a mountain fortress in France. Toussaint endured harsh conditions during his imprisonment. Confined to a damp and cold cell, he faced isolation and limited communication with the outside world. Despite this, he remained resilient and maintained his dignity. While in captivity, Toussaint Louverture's situation took a tragic turn. He was falsely promised better treatment and conditions if he agreed to certain conditions, including discouraging resistance in Saint-Domingue. Toussaint, who had always been a man of integrity, refused to comply, and his captors reneged on their promises, subjecting him to even more challenging conditions. Toussaint Louverture's health deteriorated during his imprisonment, exacerbated by the harsh conditions and mistreatment. He succumbed to pneumonia and other complications and passed away on April 7, 1803, at the age of 59. Toussaint Louverture's legacy remains powerful and far-reaching, both in Haiti and worldwide. His impact on history and his contributions to the fight for freedom and human rights continue to be celebrated and recognized in various ways. Toussaint Louverture is remembered as a symbol of resistance against oppression and a champion of liberty. His leadership during the Haitian Revolution inspired enslaved individuals to rise up against their oppressors and fight for their rights. Today, he is celebrated as a national hero in Haiti and revered as a symbol of pride and resilience. Toussaint's role in the Haitian Revolution and his efforts to secure autonomy and independence for Haiti make him one of the country's founding fathers. His vision and leadership were crucial in establishing Haiti as the first independent black-led nation in the Americas and the second independent nation in the Western Hemisphere. Toussaint Louverture's commitment to the abolition of slavery is a significant part of his legacy. His actions contributed to the eventual abolition of slavery in Haiti, making it the first nation in the world to achieve this feat. His fight against slavery and his advocacy for the rights and dignity of enslaved people left a lasting impact on the global struggle for human rights and the abolition of slavery. Toussaint's achievements and the Haitian Revolution's success had a profound impact on other movements for freedom and independence around the world. His legacy influenced and inspired various independence movements and anti-colonial struggles throughout the 19th and 20th centuries. Toussaint Louverture's leadership and vision continue to inspire artists, writers, and intellectuals worldwide. His story has been depicted in numerous novels, plays, and poems, becoming a source of inspiration for creative expression. Toussaint Louverture's memory is honored through various commemorations, ceremonies, and celebrations in Haiti and other places with significant Haitian diaspora communities. His birthday, May 20th, is celebrated as a national holiday in Haiti, known as Toussaint Louverture Day. Toussaint Louverture's life and the Haitian Revolution have been subjects of extensive historical research and academic study. His story has been re-examined and reinterpreted by scholars, helping to bring a deeper understanding of this transformative period in history. Toussaint Louverture's legacy is one of courage, determination, and the pursuit of justice. He is remembered not only as a revolutionary leader but also as a symbol of hope for those fighting against oppression and for human rights and freedom. His legacy continues to resonate, serving as a reminder of the power of collective action and the capacity of individuals to shape the course of history.